Amateur Radio Newsline Report Number 1919 with a release date of May 23rd, 2014 to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST, Dayton 2014, now history, but everyone is talking positive about this year's event. Kingman, Arizona says no to Coconino County Cellular Telephone phone ordinance that bans mobile ham radio. FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler believes the agency could use more engineers. Another new ROS-based digital mode announced, and Fox News has nice words about amateur radio. Find out the details on Amateur Radio Newsline Report Number 1919, coming your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. Now, here is this week's report.
The 2014 Dayton Hamvention is now history, but there's a lot to talk about. Amateur Radio Newsline's Don Wilbanks, AE5DW, and Stephen Kinford, N8WB, were there with their recorders to capture some of the highlights of this year's event. Here's AE5DW with part one of this year's wrap-up.
Hamvention for some is all about the toys. For others, it's the forums. Perhaps it's the new gear announcements. Many go only for the flea market. The thing is, there's something for everyone at the world's largest hamfest. So how does this year stack up to last? We ask some of the big guns. Here's CQ Magazine's Rich Moseson, W2VU.
It's a great show, as always. And as a lot of people know, we've been having our issues lately with getting our print issues out. And we are turned the corner on that, and we're getting back on track. And the support and encouragement that we've been getting from people here has been absolutely incredible. It cements my long-held belief that hams are the best people in the world.
Dennis Machenbacher, K7BV from Yaesu.
We think the show seems healthy. Our booth traffic has been healthy. I don't know what the actual numbers are, but it seems like they're up a little bit. Of course, you can never tell with the weather, of course, whether it drives the people in or not.
Let's check out on ICOM and Ray Novak, N9JA.
Things have been going by so fast, it's unbelievable. It's been a great show. We've been seeing a lot of people come through. I joke around that P.T. Barnum was a smart man because he only had three rings to his circus. I think we're doing 12 different things here with the different live streams that we're doing, as well as the support of the youth forum. And it's been nuts. I spent more time running between the different events than being in my own booth.
Compare this Dayton to past Daytons. Bigger, smaller, about the same? Your perspective on that?
It's tough to judge because the weather has been a little bit difficult this year. Between the rain, the cold air, I thought we were going to have snow flurries this morning with the way it felt. But for me, being from the Pacific Northwest, it feels good and the rain's normal. But it comes and goes. I really can't judge till tomorrow when we see the people in the stands for the prize drawings. But I think we've got a great crowd here anyway with all the weather.
Ham Nation has a huge presence at Dayton. Here's Bob Heil, K9EID, and Gordon West, WB6NOA.
Dayton's been huge for us this year. Of course, we've got a bunch of new products, and with all that's happened with Ham Nation, I'm overwhelmed. They're lined up 10 and 12 deep to get in here to see yourself and Gordon and Valerie. It's really amazing what Ham Nation's done for amateur radio. We've had several dozen come in just today alone that got their license because of Ham Nation and what they've learned from that show. So we're excited about that. From a Heil Sound standpoint, our sales are way over last year again. But we're blessed because we keep new products that work well, and they don't cost a lot of money, and everybody's happy. And that's the main thing for me, is to keep coming out with good products that we need. And that's what we're answering here. So it's been a great 2014. I'm not going to talk about the weather, Don. But it's been a little cold. But inside, it's been very busy. This hall's really been full. And I look and see again, there's 10 or 12 people lined up again for the Ham Nation. For us to, they want a postcard and signatures from yourself and George and all of us that's here. What a great thing. And of course, Newsline's such a big part of that. And we appreciate all that Bill and you do to keep that going.
Hi there, Gordon West, WB6NOA at Hamvention 14. Wow.
Stephen and I have looked it over. It's the biggest I've seen in many, many years. It is wall-to-wall, great hams, all saying hi. And we hope if you're not here that you'll come and see Hamvention next year, 2015.
The newest sponsor of the Newsline Young Ham of the Year Award is Radio Waves Antennas, and here's Emmett Hohensee, W0QH.
The temperature has been fantastic. I've enjoyed the crowds. They seem to be more robust than last year, and a lot of good traffic. Business this year so far, I think, has been better than it was last year, especially at this time, and that's a good sign.
Foot traffic this year compared to last, what do you think?
I think it's different than last year because last year it was warmer, so people spent more time outside than inside. Whereas the first part of the show, it was raining really hard, so most of the people that were outside were inside. So it seemed to be more crowded than it was last year.
You know, we had hail today twice in the flea market, right?
I didn't know that. I was inside all day.
Yeah, it rained really hard today. So
yeah, it's cat and dogs, I could tell a couple times here.
But it's not all about the vendors and celebrities.
It's Joe, NHJKO, and this is my first Hamvention, and it's overwhelming. It's just everything that you could possibly want to see, everything you want to possibly know about amateur radio. And it was well worth the trip from Cleveland.
Hi, my name is Karen Governelli. I'm here with my husband attending the Dayton Hamfest. What brought me here is my husband is a ham radio operator, into an electrical engineer. And it's strange because my three brothers are all engineers. My husband's an engineer. And in the past when I worked for Dr. Werner von Braun, the father of the U.S. space program.
Hi, good morning. My name is Noel Wood from Cumbria in the UK. My call sign is G4PW, visiting Dayton for the second time. First time was last year. I came, it was on my bucket list to do. When I came last year, I decided it's no longer on my bucket list, it's going to be on my annual list. It was absolutely fantastic. Nothing compares to it. I intend to come every year. This year I actually did the three exams. The technician, the general, the extra, and passed all three, so I'm quite pleased about that, and enjoyed the experience, and it got into the way of things over here, made me feel a bit more part of it, and really enjoyed it. And I can say to you, if you ever get the chance to get to Dayton, get here. As they say, nothing compares to it. Thank you.
Yeah, my name is Saleh Al-Ghatani. My call Alpha 71 Echo Zulu. We come from our country, Qatar, and from capital city, which is named Doha. So this is the first time for me in Dayton Hamvention. But my other friends, since 5 years ago, they come yearly. But when I come really here, I find everything, it's very nice, very organized. And this Dayton Hamvention, I follow this activities through my friend and internet, but when I come and see in my eyes, I find something it's very nice and very, very good, and I hope you grow and grow year after year.
Well, as you can see, people come from all over the world to the largest amateur radio gathering on the planet, and all 20 or 30,000 of those have different reasons for being here. But the one thing that ties us all together is our love for this great hobby and service, and that is amateur radio. Whether you work satellites or moon bounce, or you just rag chew, or just make contacts on the repeater, if you're an IRLP person or an Echolink person, you're really into D-Star, you're into rolling your own stuff, you're into kit building, it doesn't matter. There's something for you at Hamvention. We'll see you at Hamvention 2015. The planning starts now. Back home in Mississippi, for the Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Don Wilbanks, AE5DW.
Next week, we'll cover some of the new products and other announcements made at Hamvention 2014. Time for you to identify your station. We are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the WA9INM repeater serving Plymouth, Indiana. The city of Flagstaff, Arizona, says that it will not enforce the recently enacted Coconino County hands-free cellular telephone phone ordinance, one that also bans the use of any push-to-talk microphones, Amateur Radio Newsline's Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, has the details.
During a recent working session of the Flagstaff, Arizona City Council, its members rejected the newly enacted Coconino County Ordinance as being too broad. City officials paid particular attention to its ban on the use of push-to-talk microphones with two-way radios. As previously reported, the Coconino County law not only prohibits the use of handheld cell phones and texting in motor vehicles, but also specifically prohibited the use of two-way radios using handheld microphones. This includes amateur radio, CB, and any other form of two-way communications that's not hands-free. There is a very limited exemption for radio amateurs, but only while relaying messages between first responders in an emergency. In making its decision to opt out, the Flagstaff City Council agreed with member Celia Bartow's assessment that the ordinance would interfere with an amateur radio operator's ability to provide volunteer services and with truckers who rely on 11-meter CB as part of their job. Bartow suggested that the City Council allow the use of two-way radios and focus solely on the issue of texting while driving. With the Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, in the newsroom in Los Angeles.
In most states, a county ordinance would trump one enacted by a city. But under Arizona state law, Flagstaff has the option to exclude their community from the new county regulation if it chooses to do so. The operators of the WX4NHC amateur radio station at the National Hurricane Center in Miami will be taking to the airwaves on Saturday, May 31st. The purpose of the event is to test station equipment, antennas, and computers prior to this year's hurricane season, which starts June 1st. This event also provides good practice for radio amateurs worldwide, as well as National Weather Service staff, to become familiar with protocol and procedures for communications available during times of severe weather. The test will run from 1300 to 2200 UTC. WX4NHC will be on the air on the high frequency, VHF, and UHF bands. Among the digital modes to be included in the exercise are APRS and Winlink. It should be noted that the group is beginning its 34th year of service to the center. FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler believes the FCC could use more engineers and economists. This is one of the several comments credited to him during testimony on Tuesday, May 20th, before the House Subcommittee on Communications and Technology. The engineer observation came during an exchange between the chairman and Vermont Representative Peter Welch, who asked what the commission requires to do its job. In his response, Wheeler is quoted as saying the agency's information technology infrastructure is worthy of being in the Smithsonian Institution, while adding that the FCC has computers that have known risk. In previous testimony about the latest budget request, Wheeler told lawmakers that the agency has more than 200 relic computers that are costing the agency more to maintain than they would to replace over the long term. Wheeler's definition of engineers includes information technology personnel, the same as it does nowadays at the broadcast station level. In technical news, FHSS mode is a new high-frequency ROS-based digital mode based on FHSS CDMA modulation. FHSS uses 16 different CDMA codes with 1.8 seconds per hop. Every transmission uses different CDMA code randomly chosen. Further information is available at tinyurl.com/FHSS-DIGI. The UK Department for Education has selected the Horizon Balloon Project to feature in the department's Your Life campaign to promote studies in math and science, sometimes called STEM, STEM education. Pupils at the Queen Mary's Grammar School in Walsall built the payload, which transmitted frequency shift-keyed RTTY telemetry data on 434.075 megahertz. The students launched the Horizon on a high-altitude weather balloon, which reached an altitude of close to 115,000 feet, about 21 miles, before bursting. The payload then safely parachuted back to Earth, where the students were able to retrieve some of the stunning still images and video taken near space. Ham radio-wise, the telemetry transmitter could be received over most of the British Isles, and radio amateurs were able to track the balloon's progress from the transmitted GPS data. The Horizon used a Yaesu FT-817 transceiver to receive the signal from the balloon and DLFL Digi software to decode it. Among those supporting the project were Yaesu and Essex-based Rapid Electronics. The May issue of the free amateur TV magazine CQ-DATV is now available for download. Among other items, this month's issue contains articles on measurement and display software, understanding DVB-S protocol, a review of the MAX 7456 OSD generator modules, and much more. Unfortunately, due to the editor and site operator being hospitalized, this edition in PDF format is posted at a different location than normal. Look for the URL in this week's printed Amateur Radio Newsline report. Some very positive changes have come to QRZ.com. The first is that the website call sign database now supports secondary call signs. A secondary call sign is one which includes a slash plus a modifier as either a prefix or a suffix to the primary call. This feature is available to all QRZ users and can be accessed by simply editing your call sign or by using the My Account choice from the main QRZ menu located under your call sign at the right top of the page. Also, unlike primary calls, secondary call signs may be deleted by their owners at any time. Another major change at QRZ concerns its online logbook. Many users had asked for Logbook of the World integration, and this is now available to all Logbook subscribers. It means that if you're a Logbook of the World user, you can push your QRZ logs directly to the Logbook of the World with just a couple of clicks of your mouse. Once uploaded, your QSOs in the QRZ logbook will be shaded with a green background indicating that they've been sent. Some names in the news. First up is Nevada Governor Brian Sandoval, who has declared June as Nevada Amateur Radio Month. In his proclamation, Governor Sandoval praised the state's 6,800 licensed hams for their commitment in providing voluntary communication services to Nevada and the rest of the world. International Radio Union member societies have completed voting on proposals to re-elect Timothy Ellum, VE6SH, and Ale Garpestad, LA2RR, as the organization's president and vice president, respectively. This for a second five-year term that began on May 9th. VE6SH served as IARU vice president from 2004 until 2009. He was then elected as IARU president on May 9th of that year. LA2RR was first elected as IARU vice president at the same time VE6SH became president. According to IARU rules, there were a minimum 51 alternative votes required for adoption, but both VE6SH and LA2RR received a resounding 67. This is Ham Radio News for today's Radio Amateur. We are the Amateur Radio Newsline with links to the world from our only official website, www.arnewsline.org, and being relayed by the volunteer services of the following radio amateur. The Amateur Radio Newsline's group page on Facebook has now exceeded 4,000 members. According to James Pasterfield, KB7TBT, who is one of the moderators, the honor of becoming number 4,000 went to Wayne Maynard, WB6BFN of Burbank, California, on Saturday, May 17th. As this newscast is being prepared, the number of members has risen to 4,026 and is growing. Among other things, the Amateur Radio Newsline's Facebook page is used to augment breaking news and get your opinions on a given story. Anyone who is a licensed radio amateur and interested in news about ham radio and personal communications in general is invited to join. If you are already a Facebook user, simply type Amateur Radio Newsline into the search bar at the top of your Facebook homepage. NASA Television will broadcast pre-launch activities for the next three crew members flying to the International Space Station, followed by extensive live coverage of their launch and docking to the Orbital Laboratory Wednesday, May 28th. Expedition 40/41 flight engineer Reid Wiseman of NASA, Soyuz Commander Max Sergeyev of the Russian Federal Space Agency, and flight engineer Alexander Gerst, K5ONO, of the European Space Agency, will launch to the space station in a Soyuz spacecraft from the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan at 3:57 p.m. Eastern Daylight. The crew is scheduled to dock to the station's RASVET module less than 6 hours later, at 9:48 p.m. NASA TV launch coverage begins at 3 p.m. and will include video of the pre-launch activities leading up to and including the crew members boarding their spacecraft, with coverage of docking beginning at 9 p.m. Wiseman, Sergeyev, and Gerst will remain aboard the space station until mid-November. ARRL Media and Public Relations Manager Sean Kutzko, KX9X, reports that certificates for the 2013 ARRL June VHF contest were mailed Friday, May 16th. Plaques will follow shortly. Kutzko adds that you can always track the progress of ARRL contest awards by going to arrl.org/plaques-and-certificates. In DX, a team of 16 operators from Malaysia will be on the air as 9M2MI from Undan Island between May 30th and June 1st. Activity will be on 40 through 10 meters using CW and single sideband. QSL only direct to 9M2YOT. N6TJ will be active as ZD8Z from Ascension Island between May 26th and June 3rd. Operations will be on the HF bands, QSL via AI4U, direct or by the Bureau. K9EL will be once again active, stroke FS from St. Martin between June 9th and 27th. Operations will take place on 80 through 6 meters, the latter running 500 watts into a three-element Yagi, QSL via his home call sign. And HB2BWJ will be operational as H92G from Isla Grande, Panama, on July 19th and 20th. Listen out for him on 40 through 10 meters and QSL via HB2BWJ. And finally, this week, some very nice words about amateur radio in emergency communications from none other than Fox News. Amateur Radio Newsline's Bruce Tennant, K6PZW, has more.
According to Fox News reporter Jonathan Seri, when power, phone, and internet services go down, a battery-powered amateur radio transceiver and portable antenna can provide that crucial link to the outside world. And that's the theme of his two-minute report on the new role for ham radio that emergency preparedness managers nationwide are adopting. Seri hopes that Emory Healthcare in Atlanta is among the growing number of hospital systems to adopt ham radio as a secondary means of communication. He says that hospital administrators and government officials took a lesson from Hurricane Katrina, which left some Gulf Coast medical centers isolated from the outside world as wired telephones and cellular communications failed. Seri interviewed John Davis, WB4QDX, who noted that some of the technology that's been around for almost a century is still relevant. And according to Davis, in addition to major hurricanes, the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001, rekindled interest in ham radio as a public safety tool. Reporter Seri noted that the number of amateur operators is at an all-time high of over 720,000 hams licensed here in the United States. All in all, a very positive report on one of the major roles that amateur radio is playing in service to the nation in the 21st century. For the Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Bruce Tennant, K6PZW in Los Angeles.
If you missed Jonathan Seri's report when it was first broadcast, you can catch it on the web at tinyurl.com/fox-on-ham-radio. With thanks to Allen Labs, AMSAT, the ARRL, CQ Magazine, the FCC, the Ohio Penn DX Bulletin, Radio Netherlands, RAIN, the RSGB, the South African Radio League, the Southgate News, Twit TV, Australia's WIA News, and you, our listeners. That's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline. Our email address is newsline@arnewsline.org. More information is available at Amateur Radio Newsline's only official website, located at www.arnewsline.org. You can also write us or support us at Amateur Radio Newsline, 28197 Robin Avenue, Santa Clarita, California, 91350. And before we go, we have to note that the nominating season for the 2014 Amateur Radio Newsline Young Ham of the Year Award is about to close, and so far we've received very few viable nominations. To be candid, if we do not receive enough nominations before the midnight May 30th deadline, there is the possibility that the award might not be given this year. Hopefully that will not be the case. The Young Ham of the Year Award was created in 1986 to recognize the achievements of a radio amateur age 19 or younger for his or her accomplishments in service to the nation, his or her community, or to the advancement of the state-of-the-art through amateur radio. Whoever is chosen will receive a trip to the Huntsville Hamfest in August, along with a gift of ham radio gear, courtesy of Yaesu USA. CQ Magazine will provide the person selected with a week at Space Camp Huntsville, while Heil Sound and Radio Waves will round out the gifts with some of the accessories needed to get on the air. Nominees must reside in any one of the United States' 50 states, its possessions, or in any of the 10 Canadian provinces. Please note that all nominating forms and support documentation become the property of the Amateur Radio Newsline and cannot be returned. Complete details, rules, and a required nominating form in Microsoft Word format are available on our website at www.arnewsline.org/YHOTY. The cutoff date for nominations to be postmarked or electronically filed is midnight on May 30, 2014, Eastern Daylight Time. Also, please do not send nominations to us using any form of mail that requires a signature, as there are many instances where there's nobody here to sign for them. Simply use first-class mail or email to get a nomination to us. We're looking forward to receiving your nominating packages and hope to see one young ham in Huntsville this summer. For now, with Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, at the editor's desk, I'm Hal Rogers, K8CMD, saying 73, and we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2014, all rights reserved.